Welcome to Ortho Tutorials. My name is Ezekiel Oburu. I am an orthopedic surgeon at Nairobi Spine and Orthopedic Center, and I also teach at the University of Nairobi. Our topic of discussion today is tibia vera, which is an asymmetrical disorder of the proximal tibia that produces a three-dimensional deformity, which was first described by Blount in 1937. Now, in tibia vera, you get a developmental deformity from abnormal endochondral ossification of the medial aspect of the proximal tibia physis, leading to varus deformity and internal rotation of the tibia. So it is not just one plane, but like we've said before, it is a three-dimensional deformity. The medial side of the physis does not grow normally, while the lateral side does. This leads to significant deformity and limb length discrepancy. Though it is usually referred as Blount's disease, it was initially described by Ellacker in 1922, and Walter Patman Blount in 1937 described it, and hence its name being attributed to him. So what are the types? There are two types. One is the infantile type, and two, the adolescent type. The infantile type occurs in infants and young children, that is between the ages of 2 and 4 years. It is more common in African obese children. It is more progressive than the adolescent type because of greater growth potential. Clinically, these patients will present with progressive genuvarum with internal rotation of the lower limb or the tibia. Usually it is bilateral, and when unilateral, it can be associated with a leg length discrepancy. They may have a collateral ligament laxity in the knee, and this may manifest as a varus thrust when they walk. Well, how do you differentiate between Blount's disease and physiologic varus in a child that you may see in your clinic? To do this, one needs to take the metaphyseal diaphyseal angle, which is an angle between the metaphyses and perpendicular of the diaphyses, which is measured from the lateral border of the tibia. Less than 11 degrees, this is physiological varus, and more than 16 degrees is Blount's. Between 11 and 16 degrees, you just need to follow up the patient. But also, there may be other clues. For example, patients with Blount's disease have medial peaking of the epiphyses. What about adolescent Blount's disease? Well, this is less common than the infantile type. It also presents in obese adolescent boys, and there's an obvious varus deformity of the knee. It can also be unilateral and bilateral. What do you see on radiography? Radiography will show a varus deformity of the distal femur and the proximal tibia with less obvious affection of the growth plate. So, how do we manage this patient? Well, as a medical officer or an undergraduate, you will refer this to an orthopedic surgeon. But the principle is as follows. If one has infantile Blount's, one will need to treat because this may progress. So if one is before the age of 3 years, one may use a knee brace to correct their varus deformity. If no improvement and the patient is more than the age of 3 years, then one may need to do surgery. If a patient is 4 years, then surgical intervention is warranted in order to stop growth from the lateral side and to allow the medial side to, in quotes, catch up. One may use a device like an 8-plate. What about in adolescent Blount's? Well, in this case, growth modulation is not possible, so we need to do an osteotomy. And this is really beyond the scope of this podcast. Thank you very much for listening.